Good morning and welcome to our radio service this morning from Trinity United Methodist Church. Our message this morning is Mary's Song, and the inspiration comes from Luke 1, verses 26 through 38 and verses 46 through 56. And we also invite you to watch this morning's worship service on YouTube. Just look up Trinity United Methodist Church. Luke 1, 26 through 38 and 46 through 56. In the sixth month, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored, the Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Don't be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who was said to be barren is in her sixth month. For nothing is impossible with God." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May it be to me as you have said." Then the angel left her. Verses 46 through 56. And Mary said, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name. His mercy extends to those who fear him from generation to generation. He has performed mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their most inmost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, even as he said to our fathers." Mary stood with Elizabeth for 3 months, then returned home. And now, Pastor Angel.
Beautiful. 10 tiny little fingers and 10 tiny little toes. I counted them. I counted all of them. He is so perfect and so beautiful. You know, every mother says that, I'm sure. But I just look into those deep eyes. And he stares back at me as if he knows my very soul. You know, every mother says that she longs to know what her child is going to grow up to be. But I know who he is going to grow up to be. And sometimes I wonder, can I bear it? Am I going to be able to stand back and watch all that happens with him? Oh, but for now I can just enjoy him. I can imagine him taking his first steps, speaking his first words. Will he be like other children? Will he be like other toddlers? I can picture him coming towards me with droopy flowers in his hands, bringing them to me as a precious gift. Oh, and then I think of the reason why he was born. Isaiah the prophet was right. It's already begun to pierce my heart. Oh, my precious newborn. This man-child, no, this God-child, the Son of God, Jesus, the Messiah, our Savior. He has come so that he will deliver me and you. He has come to reconcile us unto the Father. He has come to give us life, eternal life. He has come to teach us many things. But I, his mother, I will enjoy teaching him as I can. Why me? I don't know. I'm nobody special. Don't understand. Sometimes I just want to take him and I want to run and hide and protect him and keep him safe. But I know. I know who my child was born to be. Christ child. The Messiah, the living Lord Jesus. Oh, I was so scared after the messenger came. Oh, he terrified me in himself. He was huge. And he came to me, to a girl, to a poor girl. But you know, after he spoke his word, I said, let it be unto me as you have said. And when he left, I was terrified. And then a peace washed over me, a peace like I've never felt before. And you know, that peace has remained with me to this day, through it all, from trial to tomb. That peace has kept me centered and grounded. You know, it wasn't easy. It wasn't easy at all. In that small village, hearing all those whispers. They thought I didn't hear them, but I did. And all those looks of disapproval. And my sweet Joseph, I was so terrified that he would not believe. You know, I don't think he would have married me had he not known that this was God's child. In my village, the worst thing one can do is to bring shame unto her family. My precious mother, my precious father, I brought them the deepest shame possible. I wanted to stay hidden, but there were still chores to do. I still had to go and draw water from the well. I still had to grind at the stone. And they looked at me. They looked at me as if I were dirt. I can't do anything about that now. I think some of those folks must have gone through their graves thinking the worst of me. All I can do is to forgive them. But what hurts my heart the very most is that they never knew him. They did not open their minds and their hearts enough to get to know him, to feel his love, to see his grace, to see the healings, to see the teachings, just to stand in his presence. You know, I wonder sometimes what it would have been like if I had borne a child without all of those whispers and all of those looks. I had to get away for a little while. I went to my cousins, Elizabeth, and the child in her womb leapt for joy, and she recognized them. Just at the point where I was starting to think, I don't know, maybe I imagined the messenger. She said, "Blessed are you among women." And again I questioned, why me? I am no one special. Why me? Why did he choose me? But you know, it is not for me to question why he chose me. It is for me to obey what he says. He has always been so very precious to me. But of course, every mother would say that, wouldn't she? But there's something so different about him. Those eyes that will see horrible evil, yet retain pure holiness. Those eyes look right through me. They look into me, and not just me, but everyone. He does. He seems to know me even better than I know myself. He knows each one of us. He has seen and felt everything that we have ever questioned or done. He has seen us when we are at our worst. He has seen us when we are at our best and we are kind. He has seen us when we are shameful, when we are arrogant, we are proud. And he has seen us when we come to worship the Father. He knows every dirty deed that we have done. And yet, he loves us and accepts us anyway. He knows everything that we try to hide within us. And he begs us to come to him, to surrender those things unto him, to find rest, to find peace. He knows you and he knows me, and he looks deeply into our hearts and sees every teardrop that we have ever shed. He sees every fear that we have ever had, and he offers us compassion. And he walks with us side by side as we walk through life's storms. Every backward, wayward thought, he has heard. He has seen me and you at your very worst. He knows every shameful, resentful, terrible thought that we have ever had, and yet he offers us acceptance and understanding. He knows every sinful thought, desire, action and yet offers us forgiveness. When Jesus came into this world, he came that we might have life more abundantly. He came not only to free us from sin, not only to reconcile us unto the Father, but he came to heal, to restore, to return us in essence to the way the Father has created us. This world is broken and it's sinful. But yet, Jesus taught us how to live with one another. And I love Mary's response in her song. My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. It is one of the most beautiful, memorable songs in the Bible. And do you know what it speaks to me? Over and over again, as I read this passage, I hear, thy will, not mine. Not only did Jesus surrender his will in the garden, at trial, and on the cross, but Mary surrendered as well, for she knew who he would grow to be. She knew that he would not fit in this world from his first miracle, begged for by his mother, the turning the water to the wine, to his forgiveness offered to us upon the cross. Her son, her baby boy, who came to heal the lame, restore sight to the blind, who came to offer forgiveness, acceptance, love, and reassurance, her baby boy took upon the sins of the world. This is one of the best stories that the Bible has to offer. Mary sings as she reflects upon God's faithful work and prepares to become the mother of the promised Savior. Though she recognizes that all generations will call her blessed, she acknowledges with true humility that all of this will take place only through the Mighty One, who has done great things. Holy is his name. She goes on to exclaim about God's mercy, his mighty acts, his compassion for the needy, and his faithfulness throughout all generations. God in his mercy lifts up the humble such as Mary. Out of sheer grace, Mary glorifies and rejoices in the Lord because through the child that she will bear, Jesus, God will bring salvation from sin. Many of our songs today, even some of the Christian songs, focus more on us. What we do, what we need, what we want, and how we act. It is so important for us to remember to keep our eyes focused on God, especially when we go through trial and tribulation. It's important that we focus on God, our Creator, Sustainer, and Savior. And that we remember that he was the Father of Jesus. He sent his baby wrapped in flesh so that he would experience everything that we human beings experience, so that his teachings would be left for those who have eyes to see and ears to hear. I love some of the old songs that proclaim God and his greatness. How great thou art, and great is thy faithfulness. And some of the contemporary songs remind us that God is indeed a good, good Father, and that Christ alone is the cornerstone. That is who the Lord is, and he loves you, and he loves me. I wonder how different this world would be if we could die to self daily, if we could crucify self, if we could put aside our own fears, our own needs, and our own wants. Jesus sweat blood in the garden. His stress was so great that he sweat blood. And he said, Father, take this cup from me, if you will. But not my will, your will. And Mary, holding her precious newborn son, looked down at this child that she had just born. How tender and precious and sweet. Counting his toes and counting his fingers and making sure everything was perfect was her precious baby. And yet a part of her heart was pierced, for she knew that as he grew, he would be rejected. She did not know all that Jesus himself knew, but she did know what was in store for him, and she had to hold back. I cannot imagine as a mother standing before that cross, standing at that trial, and watching my son go through all of that. I think I would have had difficulties just watching how the Pharisees and Sadducees treated him. The song, Mary, did you know? Did you know that your baby boy would someday walk on water? Did you know that he would heal the blind and cause the lame to walk again? She might not have known every single detail, but she did indeed know that he was the Son of God. She had given up everything when she looked upon the face of the messenger and said, let it be to me just as you have said. Let us pray. Lord God, thank you for Mary's song. Thank you for her heart of obedience and humility. I cannot begin to imagine the pain of a mother bringing a child into this world, having been shamed by no fault of her own, traveling such a distance and giving birth in a stable, and then watching as he grew and all the things that were said of him. Lord, I ask that you would give us such sustenance that we too would look towards the messenger. We too, in reading the word, would say, I will. Not my will, but yours. Let it be with me as you have said. We glorify and praise your name for your great mercy unto us. Holy is your name. Amen.
Mary, did you know that your baby